And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm your host, Javelani LaFall. Like trees, snow, nativity scenes, cookies, stockings, and sugar plums, tiny tots dancing with their eyes all aglow. Music. It's not Christmas without it. When it comes to Christmas songs, there's a sublime nostalgia, the feeling, the memory, pulled like a gift into the present. The songs that have been around so long you're used to hearing them. And then there's the annoying songs that we tolerate because we're all in the spirit of the season anyway. And to round that out, there are the classics. And our guest in this half of the hour represents those classics, bringing classic material. The one and only Chuck Haddock, host of The Fish Fry that you've known on KCUR for decades now. He's here to talk about Christmas music. Welcome to Central Standard, Chuck.
Well, it's also nice to be here with you, Javelani. You know, it's kind of funny because I have to preface this with, you know, I have this big collection of Christmas music. I'm kind of obsessed with it, and rhythm and blues and soul and all that. But I was never raised in the church.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting that I would form an affection for this. I remember I went to the Bales Baptist Church with my grandmother, and that was the longest hour of my life when I was a kid. I'd sit there and watch the clock. And later on, I found out I was going to the wrong church. I should have been going to a church across across town where they actually had a singing praise service, you know.
But it's interesting that you mentioned church because most of the roots of this music, R&B, jazz, soul, have roots in gospel, the old slave songs, the old work songs, the old Negro spirituals. So in actuality, it is a religious experience, and it's originally a religious holiday, the birth of Jesus. So there you go. There's the correlation.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's praise music. That's what the celebration of Jesus, that's what it's all about. And of course, there's also novelty Christmas songs. We're going to kind of survey a wide variety of styles. And in the rhythm and blues tradition, what's interesting is every year the R&B artists would record a Christmas song for that year.
Right. And Christmas albums were very plentiful as well in the Golden Age.
Yeah. And what I find fascinating is, you know, walking around the mall, shopping, or, you know, listening to the radio, I hear contemporary versions of these Christmas classics that I know. And the production values are entirely different. And, you know, unfortunately, in most cases, it's not an improvement on them.
It's not. It's an improvement maybe in the technology, but not in the performance, not in the final product.
Yeah. But this first selection that we've got is an interesting recording. This is Vera Hall Ward. This was a field recording done in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 1959.
Roll Tide.
And John Lomax was the first to, quote, discover her or record her back in the 1930s. And she had a number of very popular recordings. They were field recordings, and they were done for the Library of Congress. And during the Depression, there's, of course, a great interest in the common person. And so the Library of Congress paid John Lomax.
And Zora Neale Hurston, among others, to go out and collect oral tradition.
Collect our oral tradition, because in illiterate societies, that's how culture's passed on. So this is a field recording done at her home, 1959. And this is a song that's also done by the Staple Singers. It's the last month of the year. And it's interesting. She talks about how, I want you to sing this for the children, to pass this on, to remember this. And also, it's a great way of memorizing the months of the year.
It reminds you, too, of an old black grandmother saying, remember it. Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, it has that sort of ring to it. Let's go to that now. Vera Ward Hall, The Last Month of the Year.
And I want y'all to remember that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. And I want y'all to remember this song, too, and don't never forget it. Jesus' birthday, the month that Jesus was born in. You bigger girls should remember it and sing it. Just hand it, sing it to the little ones, yeah? 1 month was Jesus born in. Last month in the year, 1 month was Jesus born in. Last month in the year, ooh Lord, you got January, February, March, oh Lord, you got April, May, and June, Lord, got the July, August, September, October, and November. You got 25th day of December. It's the last month in the year. I'm talking about Mary's baby. Last morning, yeah. I'm talking about Mary's baby. Last morning, yeah. Ooh, Lord, you got January, February.
Vera Ward Hall, the last month of the year. We're here doing a survey of Christmas music with the one and only Chuck Haddock. He's the host of The Fish Fry, and you may know that show over more than two decades here on KCUR. And he's a musicologist and a fan and a methodologist and a historian of this music, immersed in music. Music is your life, Chuck.
I love music. You know, I'm very fortunate. You know, of course, I'm in charge of this Mars Sound Archives, a collection of 340,000 sound recordings in the Noel Nichols Library. So I get to get paid to collect records, and then I get paid to play records down here at the Fish Fry. And that's really what I like to do. So I'm very fortunate to be able to do what I like.
What a lousy life for you, Chuck.
Everybody wonders why I'm always in such a good mood. It's because I do. I live the life I love. The we're talking about the R&B tradition of Christmas songs, and of course in the post World War II period, music, African American music, splits into two streams. You have bebop and modern jazz with Charlie Parker, and you have R&B with those great Bird groups and people like Earl Bostick.
Right.
And Johnny Moore's Three Blazers recorded a song called Merry Christmas Baby, 1947. It features Charles Brown.
This is that sort of boogie-woogie, fried-dyed and laid-to-the-side zoot suit era.
Yes, it is. Where you conked your wig is what they called it.
Right.
But Charles Brown was originally from Texas, and he moved to Los Angeles, and he joined Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. He's a pianist, and he brought this song with him. And they recorded it in 1947, and it became an instant hit. And it really established that tradition of an R&B artist recording the Christmas song of the season. That's what they all would shoot for, because you could sell a lot of records in those days. And Charles Brown was virtually an unknown at this time. And then he later went in and re-recorded it for the Aladdin label and recorded it many times in his career. And he's very closely associated with Christmas music in general. He's very sentimental artist, known as the Sepia Sinatra. He's a very handsome man, too. But this is the original version of Merry Christmas, Baby.
Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring Charles Brown, Merry Christmas Baby. Let's check it out.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Johnny Moore's Three Blazers featuring Charles Brown, Merry Christmas, Baby. We're here with Chuck Haddock, the host of The Fish Fry, doing a survey of funky Christmas carols for the season as we warm up on this Christmas Eve. Jazz is tricky, right, Chuck, with Christmas? Not a lot of lyrics, but a feeling that jazz musicians try to convey during the season.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they have their own way of praising and using their instrument. And so what you have are a lot of musicians that recorded Christmas songs. It goes back to Duke Ellington, and so they, of course, the very nature of jazz is you're improvising off of pop standard. And that's basically what they do with the Christmas songs. And think about some of them, turn them upside down, like, for example, Rahsaan Roland Kirk. Instead of We Three Kings, he does We Free Kings. And Duke Ellington recorded just about all the jazz musicians recorded because they wanted to hit, too. And, around Christmas time, that's when a lot of commerce occurs. So we were talking about the record business. The bottom line is you want to sell some records.
But with a jazz musician, usually they praise with their horn and get you in the Christmas spirit with their horn or their bass or their sax or whatever their instrument there might be. But this particular guy that we're talking about, this legend, Satchmo, also had a way with his voice.
Well, he's one of the pioneers of vocal jazz, one of the first to develop the scat style. And, of course, he made his mark initially as a soloist. He's one of the great soloists and transitional figures in jazz. But he was also a great vocalist. And he's one of these jazz musicians that became, well, popular.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot of jazz musicians labor in obscurity, but everybody loved Louis. I mean, he's an institution. He's an icon of American culture. You know, he pulled himself up by his bootstraps, very humble beginnings, but recorded prolifically throughout his career. And he always remained relevant. You know, you see him on TV, you know, on the Ed Sullivan Show. He's just a wonderful, beloved figure in jazz.
He's certainly a lasting luminary in jazz music and in popular music in general. Tell us about this particular track, "That You Santa Claus."
This is a good example of a novelty song. And it's kind of funny because when you think about Santa, you have warm feelings, you know, you feel comforted, Santa's there. Only he's a little bit afraid of Santa in this. And he hears something and he goes, "Is that you, Santa Claus?"
Zat you, Z-A-T.
Yeah, exactly. This is interesting because A Cool Yule is the flip side. It was issued originally as a 10-inch 78. We have a nice clean copy of it in the sound archive in 1953. It wasn't included in any anthologies or anything like that, but it would be subsequently reissued on 45 and included in anthologies. And this has been covered by a lot of different artists, too, have been inspired by this version. But this is the original, and it's got a lot of that kind of good humor to it. And it's very flourished, shall we say. He really does a great job on this one.
Well, let's go to Louis Armstrong, a.k.a. Satchmo, "That You Santa Claus."
You, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out. Upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, kindly will you reply?
That's Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, "That You Santa Claus." You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM, streaming live on KCUR.org. I'm your host, Jabalani LaFall, hosting another host, Chuck Haddock of The Fish Fry, and we're talking about Christmas jams, Christmas tunes, Christmas jingles. Any way you want to call it, it's music here on Central Standard, Christmas Eve edition. Now, Miles Davis is an entirely different figure. We just came from Satchmo, who's sort of this ambassador of jazz. Miles Davis, kind of a curmudgeon, kind of a artist's artist. The guy who said, if people understood what I was saying, they'd be me. Famous for that type of thing. So how does Miles Davis come in with his Christmas tributes?
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
of course, most people that will, Donald McHale, the great dancer and choreographer, told me, I said, he knew Miles. And I said, what's Miles like? And he goes, oh, Miles was evil. You know, but it's kind of funny because Columbia put together an anthology called Jingle Bell Jazz. They were going to record the artist in the Columbia stable, a Christmas album. And Duke Ellington's on it, you know, a lot of different, Lena Horne and the playing it pretty straight. And T.O. Macero approached Miles Davis to contribute a Christmas song. And Miles, of course, said, forget it. But T.O. pressured Miles into it. So Miles went into the studio with Chick Corea on bongos and Bob Dureau on vocals, and they made up this song on the spot, and it's called Blue Xmas, To Whom It May Concern. It's like an anti-Christmas song, and for all you Scrooges out there, you're going to enjoy this one.
Discuss Chick Corea's role in this particular track. Chick Corea recently played here in Kansas City at the Jammin' at the Gym series for the Jazz Museum, and he's still at it, collaborating with the Young Harlem Orchestra, and he was a frequent collaborator. And Miles Davis was a collaborator with a lot of different people, yeah. even though he was tough to work with.
Well, Miles is the most influential jazzman of all time, in my opinion, because he was at the forefront of so many different movements. You know, he was right there with Bird, and he was very intimidated by Bird. Bird would browbeat Miles, believe it or not.
Charlie Parker you're talking about.
Yeah, Charlie Parker. And then, of course, he goes on to form, to lead the Cool School movement. And then, you know, he does modal improvisation. Then he does jazz fusion. He's there watching Sly and the Family Stone at Bill Graham's auditorium, and he says, I want to do that.
And he hires Coltrane.
Right, right. He works with Coltrane, works with everybody. And then, of course, towards the end of his life, he began to incorporate hip-hop into his music. And he was always criticized for that because he was ahead of the pack.
He was.
You know, and I mean, he's the most influential jazz man of all time. But he's just, you know, it's kind of funny because you can tell he just did not like Christmas, did not want to do this Christmas song. And so he came up with this kind of a anti-Christmas song called Blue Christmas, To Whom It May Concern. What's interesting about Corea is just getting his start.
Right. Young Chick Corea.
Yeah, young Chick Corea. And he's getting his start working with Miles. And Miles also mentored so many young musicians. I mean, you think about all the giants of jazz today pass through Miles Davis's group. But Chick Corea is forced to play the bongos on this. That's Chick on the bongos, not on the piano.
So we'll hear the results of that Miles Davis's reluctant holiday song, Blue Xmas, To Whom It May Concern. Jazzy, nonetheless, on Central Standard right now.
Merry Christmas. I hope you have a white one, but for me, it's blue. Blue Christmas. That's the way you see it when you're feeling blue. Blue Xmas. When you're blue at Christmas time, you see right through all the waste, all the sham, all the haste, and plain old bad taste. Sidewalk Santa Clauses are much, much, much too thin. They're wearing fancy rented costumes, false beards, and big fat phony grins. And nearly everybody's standing around holding out their empty hand or tin cup. Gimme, 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 fill my stocking up. All the way up. It's a time when the greedy give a dime to the needy. Blue Christmas. All the paper tinsel and the fal-de-ral. Blue Xmas. People trading gifts that matter not at all. What I call fal-de-ral, bitter gall. Fal-de-ral. Lots of hungry, homeless children in your own backyards.
Reluctant Christmas turns into a jazzy tune that makes you feel jolly on this Christmas Eve edition of Central Standard. That was Miles Davis. Blue Xmas, parentheses, To Whom It May Concern, one of the tunes that Chuck Haddock of the Fish Fry has brought in. Pat Morrissey. Angels We Have Heard on High. Tell us about this track and the way it sort of sums up the ambiance.
Well, you know,
of the holiday season.
We were talking early on about how jazz musicians improvise off standards. And this, of course, is an older song, Angels We Have Heard on High. And Pat Morrissey was a trumpet player. He's no longer with us. And when he recorded this for this anthology, Heating Up the Holidays, a Benefit for Hope House, you know, this is a time when we remember people that are no longer here, too, Christmas and New Year's. And I remember when Pat first cut this, he used to hang out in the kitchen a lot and laugh and drink wine and talk, you know. And he brought this over and played it. He was so excited about it. And it's something that just reminds me of Pat and just, you know, that whole feeling of people coming together for the betterment of Hope House. All these musicians donated their time. And that's truly the Christmas spirit. And Pat did just a wonderful performance on this. And it just brings to mind this friendship and all those good feelings that you get for your friends that are no longer with you.
And in the spirit of giving, remembering those who are no longer here, having fun and joy during this holiday season and on this Christmas Eve, Pat Morrissey, Angels We Have Heard on High, here on Central Standard. Let's go to that right now. Pat Morrissey, Angels We Have Heard on High, one of the funky, jazzy, feel-good tunes that Chuck Haddock has brought in. Chuck Haddock, the host of The Fish Fry here on Central Standard on this lovely Christmas Eve, celebrating Christmas music and music in general here. Chuck, thank you for coming.
Hey, listen, thank you for having me aboard, Jablani. Great doing a little radio with you, man, and sitting here listening to good music. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays in general, and happy winter solstice, and hopefully this resolution works out for you.
Yeah, I'm going to resolve, too, to make the music of the Sound Archive available on the radio, and I think we've got some good things going.
Certainly. We do have some good things coming up on Central Standard, working with Chuck in the year to come, so be sure and stay tuned to that. I thank you once again, the incomparable Chuck Haddock.
Thanks, Central Standard.
And you can find our shows, archives, podcasts, special features, and a lot more on kcur.org. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton. He just came aboard here at Central Standard. I want to wish him a happy holiday. He's done a great job so far. This is Central Standard. I'm Jablani LaFall. Enjoy your day. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And Godspeed.